halt ganz still und hat sich dann ganz sacht gedacht. Immer zu, wie die Schwalben ohne Ruhe, ob das glücklich macht. Mutter, 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 ist ein Nester gebaut.
We're going to relax for a few moments before we peek. Just let the head and shoulders, arms and hands, just relax forward. Bring the head back. Let's do it again. Slide the palm of the left hand. 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 Left hand. Slide the palm of the left hand. Palm of the left hand. Slide the palm of the left hand.
lying ill in bed. I must go to him. Please let me go home to him for just a little while.
One condition.
What is that?
That you promise to return to me.
To relax for a few moments before repeating.
If you do not, I shall die. Take this gun.
Straighten the back.
Now, shut the fire.
Let's do it again.
And wish upon it.
Now, on the other side of the left hand, raise the right hand and the same hand on the back of the right hand.
She was so pleased.
Come to a comfortable position.
Beauty's sisters became even more jealous. They knew she had to return to the Beast's castle after 8 days. So they decided to find the key to the castle.
Kill her.
And serve her right too. She's always been father's favorite as
and
it
keeping
is.
Keeping both elbows straight.
Here she comes.
Hold your position still.
Hello,
for five.
Beauty, my dear.
One.
Hello, sister. How's father?
He seems to need
four.
You around, Beauty.
Yes,
and
I'm
five.
Sure he'll get worse as you leave again.
Slowly.
And we need Monsieur too, Beauty. Please stay.
Yes, please stay.
And so Beauty
losing
stayed.
At exactly
but
the same
a few nights later, the beast was slowly. Dying. It seemed so real.
Again, let's
closed her eyes
forward.
And wished herself back. She found herself in the castle garden, and there, under a tree, saw the beast lying as still as if he were dead. Then she gently.
I don't want you to die.
Four.
I love you as well.
The beast was transformed into a tall man. Behold him. You must not have broken the spell placed upon me many years ago. Only by someone who loved me as I was. May I ask you again, will you marry me and be my
you're listening, or you have been listening, or you are still listening, even though the main feature has ended, and now you hear our wonderfully sonorous voices speaking words of wisdom and beauty. On the Time Travel Musical Bazaar, with me, Ergo McFizmiz,
and me, the Travelling Mongoose.
I'm watching you. I'm keeping my eye on him today. He's been up to mischief, this one. While we were doing that set, he was wreaking mischief. He was wreaking havoc, like a hot trombone. You gotta watch him. And he's nodding and smiling like he knows something I don't. He knows lots of things I don't. Tell me something I don't know. Tell me something that I don't know.
How about the, I don't know.
You must know something I don't know. I have told you in the last week or so at least one thing you didn't know.
Go on then.
The squib.
The squib!
I told him about the squib. Remember we were talking a week or two ago about the damp squib. What is a damp squib? And I found out I discovered the source of the squib. The squib is... What is the squib? It's a firework.
It's funny you're saying this, actually, because I was leafing through a book just today.
Was there a squib in the book?
There was a squib in the book, yes.
Was there a picture of a squib?
No, it was a glossary of terms.
Right. A glossary of firework terms, or just glossary of terms?
Of terms in the film industry.
Oh.
And squib was there.
And did it give the definition from the firework?
It did. It's a firework. It's a special effect.
It's a wet firework.
It's a wet... Well, no.
A damp squib. A damp squib is a wet firework.
It's a firework that doesn't go off.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a total disappointment.
Yeah.
But a squib is an actual...
Firework.
Special effect firework.
A special effect firework
thing.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen and I want to get hold of.
I'd like a squib.
I'd love a squib.
Everyone wants a squib.
Yeah.
Everyone wants a squib nowadays.
Preferably not a damp one.
but would an undampened squib be safe to keep in the house like a pet? I mean, well, you were, I presume, thinking of keeping this squib as a pet, like I was.
No. What I was going to do with it was set it off.
Set it off?
Yeah.
But then you'd lose your squib.
As soon as I got it, I'll set it off. Well, it might not go off, because it might be a damp squib.
It might be a damp squib. In which case, you can give it to me and I'll keep it as a pet.
Okay.
So then this way we only need to buy one squib. And one of us will be lucky. It'll be like tossing a coin. Squib gambling.
I wonder what it looks like.
A squib?
Yeah.
It really conjures up amazing images, doesn't it?
How big is it? What's the size of it?
Well...
Can you get different size squibs?
A big squib. A little squib.
Yeah, just a little squib for this one. Is that what the director says?
And do you think
we need a big squib?
Do you think they get more disappointed if it's a big squib that's damp? Then if it's a little squib that's damp, it might be just a bit.
No, so,
that's
yeah.
Okay. We can get another small squib.
A lot more money than
it will.
A small squib.
Big squibs are pricey.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah.
Let's make a squib.
We could find out how to make a squib, and then one week instead of actually mixing tracks, we could just make a squib on mic.
Yeah.
Mike might not be too happy about it.
I'd be interested in doing that. I like making things.
I like making things.
Yeah.
Particularly squibs.
Mike will be alright about it.
Yeah. Well, we haven't said any records that people are listening to.
Well, I'm enjoying talking about squibs.
I'm enjoying talking about squibs. Yeah. Maybe
maybe it is time now to talk about.
Well, I don't know what I was. It just occurred to me that because of the nature of this podcast and the five that are going to follow it, maybe we could be a little naughty today. And not tell them any records, and we can just leave them with the squibs.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's leave them with squib.
Do you know what we should maybe do?
What?
Like
what should
say,
we do?
Don't tell them any of the records we play, and let them figure it out for themselves.
Yes, and then they can send in the suggestions on a postcard or telegram.
That's the one. Yeah. And the one with the most.
Wins a squib.
Mm. That we make. We could make it like a trophy. A trophy squib.
No, this is something new.
They can put it in a glass cabinet.
Yeah. You'd have to make sure it was damp before you put it in your glass cabinet.
Well, you've got to keep watering it.
Oh.
It's the pet.
This is what I was talking about. Keeping it damp.
Like a plant.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
Keep it nice and damp.
Just an abstract plant that doesn't grow.
Not too hot.
It just stays wet.
Not in any sunshine.
This is the fireworks of the future. And this has been the Time Travel Musical Bazaar with Emma Fisman and Travelling Mongoose. And next week we'll tell you the tracks because this mix and the next five mixes... the next 5 weeks are all basically one long mix that we've done in one long session and then split into a series of podcasts, and we don't know exactly what was played in each one, so next week we'll give you a selection of the records that we used.